I'm sure it could play that tired ass song.
You have to.
All right. Which was it? Oh, lipsticks.
Dear Chicago. Sounds sad.
Oh, it's the song in the beginning.
Oh, pop. Rewind.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is...
Go ahead. Hello.
Hi.
Miguel Gorbachev.
Oh, Miguel. I am Putin. Hi, this is
so I'll be Putin.
Hello.
I was Putin.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 543.
543.
So we're just doing some short shows here. Short shit shows. Shit short shows.
For your listening fucking pleasure.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. So the next question and topic is places you would like to visit and why? And well, this is from Melita.
Every place I would love to go. Marita is the bread. Melita. Melita, I would... Every place that I ever wanted to go, I'm going on a cruise next week. So that's the place.
Stupid.
That's, I mean, I
Why
never
would
been
you
to
want to
places.
Visit those third world countries?
Well,
that's like riding up and down the
Every
subway.
Place is third world but the United States.
Oh. Well.
Actually, I do want to go to like to Greece.
Oh, I would love to go to the Mykonos Islands. Oh, shout out to Georgie.
Sorry, did you just sneeze?
Ah, Mykonos.
Oh, Georgie. So cute.
Yeah.
Yes, to go see the Greek boys and the statues, of course.
Which are the Greek boys?
The ancient aqueducts, which are the Greek boys.
Right, exactly. They're like...
Eat olives.
Exactly. Off of the Greek boys.
Olive oil, which is semen of Greek boys.
Right. It's like straight from the tap.
Right. It's like a maple tree, but an olive.
It's got a... What is that? A spigot?
Yeah. It just drains and drains and
they
drains.
Get so tired.
And then we just hop it on over to Italy
and then drink some more of that olive.
Yeah.
No, get that pasta sauce.
Get more pasta sauce.
Get the tomatoes. The tomatoes.
The marinara. We're gonna get some Alfredo sauce. And Ew. That's by a guy named Alfredo.
Right. Exactly. All up on your face.
We're going to get some bolognese.
A.K.A. bologna. Or is it bolognese?
It's bologna. Oh my God, I love fried bologna sandwich.
Oh my God. So good. Take off the little red thing.
Yeah.
And then fry it. Mm-hmm. Yummy.
But you got to cut it. You got to put a slit in it so it doesn't bubble up.
Exactly. Oh my God. We're like two
I love
sisters.
American cheese on it too. That's good.
That makes with my tummy hurt now.
With some mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Like real.
Why
real
do Latinos like their mayonnaise with lime? What's up with that?
Because actually mayonnaise is made with lemon. So I think they get that like zesty citrusy flavor, so they want to add more lemon.
Mayonnaise
lime?
Is not made with lemon.
Yes, it is.
Regular plain mayonnaise is not.
Look it up.
Let's
it's
look
got,
it up, bitch.
It's got a little bit of lemon.
Let's look it up.
Look it up. Anyway, I think my favorite place I'd love to visit would be France. I'm a Francophile. Mayonnaise lyrics? Really? Smashing Pumpkins has a mayonnaise song. That's kind of gross. I don't even want to know what that is. Excuse me, y'all. This is Foul Monkeys Intimate Confessions. I hate that mayonnaise.
I love Hellmann's. That's the only mayonnaise.
No, fuck you. It's Kraft.
No.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Who has the better mayo, Kraft or Hellmann's?
Or Greek boys.
That would be Italian boys. No, I would like to visit France, either France or Greece, Poland, Prague, Japan. I think Japan would probably be It'd be between Japan and France, and preferably both.
We were both right.
Oh.
It is a stable emulsion of oil, egg yolks, and either vinegar or lemon juice.
Oh.
With many options for embellishment with herbs and spices.
Herbs and spices.
Herbs and spices. Herbs and spices.
Wow. She just did a little like...
Mayonnaise varies in color, but is often white, cream, or pale yellow. It may range in texture from that of a light cream to a thick gel.
That's so gross.
In countries influenced by French culture, mustard is also a common ingredient, but the addition of mustard turns the sauce into a remoulade. Did I say that right? Remoulade?
Yeah, sure.
With a different flavor, and the mustard acts as an additional emulsifier. In Spain, Portugal, and Italy, olive oil is used as the oil, and mustard is never included.
Wow.
Wow. Never. So never. That doesn't explain why do you put lime in your mayonnaise.
I told you, it's to break up that, like, to add a little acidity to it.
It really doesn't do anything, though. I don't think
I could taste the difference. I could taste it.
Mayonnaise.
I could taste the difference in regular mayo, and then when they have the lime, like the lime mayo, I could taste the difference. I don't like it.
Well, I've had the mayonnaise with lime, but I can't really taste the difference. Maybe I need to get extra lime and put it in there or something.
No, you could taste it with the Kraft for sure.
So well, if you knows nothing about Spanish food. Excuse me, Latino food. You I have to get the Latino brand, McGregor or whatever it's called.
Oh. No, I don't.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I won't do anything that's not name brand. Sorry.
Well, mayonnaise has to be Hellmann's.
Or Kraft?
No.
No, it's Kraft.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten Kraft mayo?
Yes, I don't like it.
Ugh. I don't know what's wrong with you.
So how did this go? Okay. Melita. Sorry, we're off topic. Well, obviously, we need to go to mayonnaise land.
Right. And just bathe. Bathe in it.
I would love to go.
Mayo is good for your hair.
Oh, I have heard that. That you and can put
so,
it in your hair.
Yeah, and so it's like you put it in there for like a little bit. Like a conditioner. And it makes it shiny and it makes it soft. It's also, egg is also really good for your hair.
Salmonella.
Oh my God, you're not eating it, dum-dum. You're not eating
dum-dums.
It. Where else dim would you like to go? Dum-dum. Huh?
I want to go to Africa, somewhere in Africa.
Oh my God, South Africa.
Let's go to visit elephants.
I told you I want to adopt that elephant. Adopt those elephants from that David blah, blah, blah place that I always post. I'm going to adopt an elephant from there. It's $50 a year. And you help. That goes to like...
Is it really $50 or is it $10 after processing fees?
Right. No, it's actually $50.
Okay.
Yeah, it's $50 and then it helps... It tells you like how much $50 can do for the elephants or whatever. You can also buy like packages where you spend like $200 and it buys like months supply of like milk, like powdered milk and stuff.
And you get a handprint of your elephant on a piece of paper and they send it to you.
Stupid. Dumb. No, but you do get like a certificate that says, you know, this is the name of your elephant, this like the story behind the elephant. And you get, like, information based on that.
I love me an elephant.
So do I. I want to have
I love me some elephantitis balls.
Oh. Big fatty. Oh. That's so sad. I like baby elephants. Have you seen them? They're so fucking adorable.
Did you see the one sneezing?
Yeah.
I think it was my friend Gigi or Nicole or Samantha or somebody that sent me that.
The BuzzFeed?
Yeah. And it was like ever. All baby elephants discovering how to use their trunks.
Yes.
That's what it was. Oh, they love were that. So they're cute. They're like,
why can't I get rid of this? It's like, it's the cutest thing ever.
Where else do we want to go? I want to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii!
calm down. I think Kyle just literally heard you.
Kyle, I still haven't got that furry butt picture because I know you got some fur on that ass.
Well, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Get it together.
Yeah. My vagina lips
not
are
so much Japan, probably because why? Earthquakes.
Oh, God. You wouldn't
anywhere in the Ring of Fire, which really includes Hawaii also. No. not.
What is considered the Ring of Fire?
You've never heard that term?
No. I mean, I've heard the term, but I don't know what it's referring to. At least not that. Isn't the Ring of Fire...
How about take a geography class?
Isn't the Ring of Fire based on a Bible, like, made up bullshit quote from a book that was made up by men? Clink. Ave Maria. Oh, that's Australia. Good day, mate.
This is where most of the earthquakes happen in the world.
Oh, is that why it's considered the Ring of Fire?
I don't know.
What's the correlation with fire? I don't get that.
Because there's fucking volcanoes.
Couldn't it just be the Ring of Earthquakes?
That's retarded.
Oh, clown.
Sorry, that's so clown.
You fucking clown.
That's so clowned.
God damn it. I've never heard of that. I do love the fact
you
should
have learned that in school.
Ring of Fire, and then the background on your Gmail is a fucking sun.
Oh, yeah.
Check what time we are. Who did I say I was? Oh, I was Putin today. Putin.
You were Putin, and I'm Miguel Gorbachev.
Gorbachev. Miguel Gorbachev. Still bad.
You best shows me. Isn't he the one with the big birthmark on his head?
Yeah, it looked like he had...
Like right here.
Oh, you know what movie I wanted to see? That hotel movie? The one about...
The hotel movie.
Yeah, it was the Belfast Hotel or whatever. Belfast Hotel. It's the one with Liam Neeson, maybe? Or... I can't remember.
Is it called Hotel Movie?
No. Yes. Yeah. Yes. What the fuck is Hotel Movie?
All right, we're doing 15 minutes. We don't have time to research.
Shut the fuck up.
The hotel movie. Look it up, people. Oh, riveting. People love this.
All right. Oh, the Grand Budapest Hotel. Oh,
that's old.
No, it's just...
That's been out forever.
Well, I mean, it's been out for like a while, but it's not like old. You mean it's like so it was like 1955.
It really was.
Shut the fuck up. The girl in the movie she has a huge tattoo of Mexico on the side of her cheek.
Oh, she loves her some Mexico.
I don't know the story because I haven't seen the movie, but apparently they said it was really good.
I want to see a movie that's coming out called Oculus.
Oh,
it looks so good.
Pucky wants to see that. She's like,
oh, she loves horror movies.
Oh my god, we all love horror movies. Horror movies.
Me too.
Like, I want to get scared. I want the shit to get scared out of me. That's how.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Exorcist.
No, that's not even scary.
Oh my god, I can't.
Event Horizon is a scary movie.
I can't even. I like watch it like this a little bit. Because see, I get
it's
really
not even that scary.
No, I get really scared when it's stuff that can actually happen. So like that Bible bullshit, that scares me because I know that shit can happen.
But I thought it was written by a man.
Well, sure.
Okay, so
someone's bumping something up in here.
It's bumping and grinding. Right across. People right across the way from us just moved in and they've been partying 24/7.
Party like it's 1999.
Weed.
Ooh, can I get some weed? Can I get some weed? Yeah, she wants to see that. I think that, like, The Omen, that's some scary shit. Yeah, shit that can fucking happen.
I guess. I don't know. Oculus looks good.
Shit that can happen is fucking scary.
Like, when you look in the mirror and you see a monster, I know, right?
If you hear this,
that means what's I'm that song him. With Rihanna, Monster?
With Eminem?
Yeah.
Well, stupid.
What's that movie called Monster with Charlize Theron where she was like really scary looking?
Yeah.
That's
she gained like 1,000 pounds.
That's what happens when you look in the mirror. What are you gonna do with me?
Fucking stab you.
Hey, when we leave, can you drop me off at the red line?
When we leave?
When you leave.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. All right, this is Miguel Gorbachev.
And this is Putin.
We got to go.
Deuces.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, stop that recording.
Really, bye.
No, like, really.
Bye.
All right, I'm waiting. This is This is Poopin. I mean Putin.
This is Pooky.
Oh, Pooky.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.